This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that touches your life. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers talking about the future of space travel, medicine, robotics, artificial intelligence. And on Facebook, we have about 4 million fans on Facebook. And I have a new book coming out in April. That's right, yet another new book coming out in April. It's about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. It was Einstein himself who spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after the God Equation. He wanted to, quote, read the mind of God. And, of course, this chase and quest to find the theory of everything is not new. It goes back 2,000 years, back to the Greeks, who asked the question, what is the world made of anyway? And it was the great Greek philosopher Pythagoras who said the paradigm of the universe, the unifying principle, is music. Music that he deciphered using the mathematics of resonances. So believe it or not, the Greeks actually worked out the mathematical theory of music. And he thought that music was the language of the universe. Well, unfortunately, that theory never got anywhere because the atomic theory took precedence. But now we have so many particles. Hundreds of subatomic particles. We're drowning in subatomic particles. In fact, G. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb, once said, quote, the Nobel Prize in Physics should go to the physicist who does not discover a new particle this year. Well, how do we make sense of this? All these subatomic particles could be nothing but musical notes on a very tiny vibrating string. So the physics is nothing but the laws of harmony of these very tiny superstrings. Chemistry is the melodies you can play on these dancing strings. What is DNA? DNA is a string quartet of nucleic acids playing melodies on vibrating strings. What is the universe? The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God? Cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. We now have a candidate for the mind of God. Anyway, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out about the book that I'm publishing in April, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. But today, we're going to talk about the eternal question, what is life? Back in 1944, quantum physicist Erwin Schrödinger wrote a book, What is Life? Back then, there was a theory called vitalism. And of course, there's no vitalism, there's no spirit, there's no ghost out there that animates objects. But that was a dominant theory back then. Just like when Einstein battled against the ether theory, Einstein banished the ether theory to create relativity. Well, Schrödinger wanted to banish this vitalism theory to replace it with the quantum theory of molecules. And he made a conjecture for the ages. He conjectured that there should be a molecule, an unnamed molecule of some sort that had a code on it. And this code was replicated across generations, and that was the basis of life. Well, the book inspired Francis Crick and James Watson to find that master molecule, which we now know as DNA. Well, again, with us today is Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for Physiology or Medicine. His book is called What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. We should point out that he's a former president of Rockefeller University, current director of the Francis Crick Institute in London, and now author of this exciting book that I highly recommend, What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. So, Paul, glad you could be on Science. Fantastic.
Well, I'm pleased to be speaking to you, Michio. I'm not sure I'm going to be offering you a theory of everything, but I'm hoping to offer some theories about biology that help us understand life.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me. The first question that we always ask our guests is, when you were a child, think back to when you were a young kid. What inspired you to get interested in science, and then specifically biology and later genetics?
Well, I think my first excitement was looking at the stars. I lived in London, and it wasn't always that dark, but I saw the stars, I saw planets going, changing their positions during the different parts of the year. And in particular, I remember when I was 7 or 8 years of age of seeing Sputnik 2. Sputnik 2 was the second satellite that was sent up by the Russians, had a dog in it called Laika, and I read in the newspaper it would be crossing over London at a certain time in the evening. I was in my pajamas watching for it from the front garden, and there it was, this star moving across the sky. I remember chasing it down the street. Following it and telling everybody, look at that, it's a satellite, like the dogs up there. And I think that was the start of my interest in science.
And then what steered you in the direction of biology? I understand you had a romance with butterflies and beetles.
Yes, I used to have a long walk to school, and I went through several parks, and I got really quite interested in the changes in the seasons. You know, obviously, leaves growing and then falling off in autumn and so on, and just watching the changes in natural life. And I noticed the butterflies, I noticed beetles, I noticed birds. And so I got interested in natural history as well. So it was a combination of astronomy and natural history.
Okay, now your book is divided into five great ideas in biology, but you also try to summarize the three main features of life. Now the definition of life is quite complicated, but you mentioned three distinct features common for the life forms that we've seen, and we maybe see this in outer space when we encounter alien life one day. So what are the three basic principles that you outline?
Yes, so you're right, I pull on five great ideas, maybe we'll talk a bit more about them later, which are well-established ideas, ones perhaps that us biologists don't talk about enough. And then I pulled those together and defined these three principles. And they are, well, the first is that living things evolve, and they evolve by a process of natural selection. This is, of course, Charles Darwin's great idea. And to be able to do that, a living thing has to reproduce, of course. It has to have a heredity system determining how they work, and that's the DNA you were just talking about. And thirdly and critically, that heredity system must exhibit variability. And upon that variability, selection can act. If you put those three things together, then you develop organisms that can evolve, that can adapt to their environment, adapt to their way of life in the most effective way. So they end up looking as if they're designed because they are fit for purpose. They haven't been designed. They've just evolved by natural selection. The second
idea... Paul, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, What is Life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. And if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So stay tuned as we continue our discussion with Nobel laureate Paul Nurse.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very delighted to have with us Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for his pioneering work in physiology or medicine. And the book goes to the very heart of all of biology and medicine. What is life? Five Great Ideas in Biology. So let's talk about the first great idea, which is the cell. Now, years ago during the Middle Ages, we had this theory called vitalism. There was this strange spiritual ghost-like thing that pervaded inanimate objects, and boom, suddenly they became animate. But just like Galileo introduced the telescope, which opened up our eyes to the heavens, Robert Hooke popularized the microscope. So tell us a little bit about the impact that the microscope had in our view of life.
Well, the basic unit of life, it's really life's atom, I think of it, it's the cell. The cell is the simplest entity that exhibits the characteristics of life, and all living things, at least as we know them on Earth, are either a single cell or a collection of cells. And, of course, we are examples of that. We're made up of trillions of cells. And these were first observed by Robert Hooke, working in Oxford, and he turned a microscope, which had been invented 30, 40 years before in the Netherlands, and turned it to living things. And he took a slice of a piece of a plant, put it under the microscope, and there he saw cells, little boxes all in a row, and it was the first observation of the basis of life, the cell.
And didn't he also draw a picture of a flea so that living organisms could also be shown in all their full glory?
Yeah, there's a great picture of a flea. It's actually, I've seen this picture. It's at the Royal Society in London, where I was once president. And I have on my sofa at home a cushion with a picture of exactly that flea all over it.
So I guess in the same way that Galileo really shook up our understanding of the universe, Hooke and his microscope really shook up our understanding of life, that life occurs in cells. There's no vitalism that animates inanimate objects, right?
Absolutely did. And just a little after him, Leeuwenhoek, who was working in Delft in Holland, took a scraping from between his teeth. This was only 10, 20 years later, and put it under a very simple microscope and discovered bacteria. In other words, discovered that some life forms were made up of a single cell. He was a bit upset about it, though, because he was rather proud of his dental hygiene. And I don't think he liked the idea of all these little microbes crawling around between his teeth.
And didn't this have a huge impact in medicine? Because all of a sudden we realize that diseases are also spread by these cells, these bacterial cells.
Well, it had a big impact in all sorts of ways. First of all, infectious diseases are often caused by bacteria, of course also by viruses, which are even smaller than bacteria and only are properly alive when they're in other cells. But there was a German pathologist called Rudolf Virchow who identified the fact that all cells come from previously existing cells. And he had this idea in the 19th century, that the basis of all disease, it was to be found in the malfunctioning of human cells. Something was wrong with the cells, that would cause a problem with the tissues and organs, and you would get disease. And it's a very fundamental discovery, as you've rightly said, that cells are critical for disease, both in infections and all other diseases, which are defects as a consequence of damage or something else influencing the functioning of cells.
And the next great concept you mentioned is the gene. And here we have this monk, Mendel, who actually wrote down the foundations for genetics, but he was pretty much ignored during his lifetime, right?
He was. He's a favorite of mine. I call him the gardening monk. In the middle of the Cold War, I went to his monastery, which is in Brno, now in the Czech Republic. And I visited his garden, and he had a large garden. He had a large greenhouse there. It was really like a research institute in the monastery. And he crossed lots and lots of different pea plants together with different characteristics, different colored flowers, different types of seeds, tall plants, short plants. And when he crossed them together and counted the progeny that they were produced, and he was trained as a physicist initially, he was sort of used to counting things, he found that these different characteristics separated out in very simple ratios, like 3 to 1 and ratios like that. And from this data, he concluded that the inheritance of characteristics was all related to particles, indivisible particles, which turned out to be genes, being inherited from parent to offspring. And that was the basis of heredity and, of course, was explained by the code script that Schrödinger predicted and which turned out to be DNA.
And we mentioned Francis Crick and James Watson, who did this pioneering work, writing the paper for the ages, deciphering the DNA molecule, which had the code of life. Can you explain to me the sea change that took place? This was historic. starting from a position of being blind to a position where we can actually unravel the code of life. Could you elaborate?
This was a great discovery. It actually started in London with Maurice Wilkins and Rosalind Franklin, who produced X-ray crystallography. This is a method which allows you to look at the structure of molecules. And they produced beautiful images. They didn't interpret them. It was Watson and Crick who interpreted them and determined that it was a double helical structure. And the way to think of this double helical structure is like a ladder with rungs going across it. And each rung consists of two bases which pair with each other and with no other bases. So there is a base A that pairs with a base T and a base G that pairs with a base C. And so you could produce an exact complementary copy on one rung of the ladder compared with the other. And if you rip these apart, these could form a template for an exact copying of that gene. A fantastic discovery, 1953, and has really led to the birth of molecular biology and molecular genetics.
And there's a famous picture of Watson and Crick next to this Tinker Toy, this Lego model of the DNA, this double helix. And if you look carefully at that picture, you can see that it's composed of individual atoms. Atoms joined together whose bonding angle was determined by quantum mechanics. And so using the bonding angles from quantum mechanics, you could then assemble atom for atom this double helix. I mean, that is mind-boggling, right? Atom for atom, being able to construct the molecule that carries the code of life itself. Incredible, right?
Absolutely incredible. Exactly as you say, you move from the quantum mechanics of physics to the bonds of chemistry to the hereditary material of biology.
And this culminated into the Human Genome Project. I mean, think about it, a $3 billion project to decode life itself. And now we can decode the secret of life itself just for a few $100. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I remember my laboratory was involved in sequencing the third eukaryote. That's like the same type of organism as a human. In we did it in about 2000, a couple of years before the human genome, and it took us 120 people 3 years to do. And today we can do it in less than 1 hour on a machine.
Okay, now speaking about genetics, you tell a rather interesting story, a rather personal story. I was kind of surprised to read it. When you found out getting your birth certificate that your parents, the people that you thought were your parents who raised you as a kid, were actually your grandparents, and that your sister was actually your mother. Wasn't that a shock from the world of genetics?
It was, and I'm a geneticist, and my own genetics have been kept secret from me for over 50 years. And in fact, I only discovered it by accident when I was applying for a green card when I was working at Rockefeller University in New York. And I was rejected by Home Security, who didn't like my birth certificate, that didn't name my parents. Said I was British, but didn't name my parents. And when I got the full one,
okay, Paul, we're gonna have
my
to take
parents
a short commercial
were
break. But after the break, we're going to tease apart your genetic history. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what all the excitement is about. Once again, we have Nobel laureate Paul Nurse speaking about what is life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is burning midnight oil, hammering out details of President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package.
Legislation that saves lives
and saves the livelihoods of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking during a meeting of the Rules Committee. The bill passed a procedural hurdle. My party lines 219 to 210. A $15 an hour federal minimum wage is not expected to go through. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that such an increase could not be included in the bill under Senate rules. After U.S. airstrikes on two Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria, the Biden administration warns Iran against threatening U.S. troops in Iraq.
The president is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans, and when threats are posed, he has the right to take an action.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News. The FDA has endorsed the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. Here's Tim Berg from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days.
The single-dose vaccine would become the third available in the U.S. Shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. Johnson & Johnson says it can deliver 20 million doses by the end of March and 100 million by the end of June. More than 47 million people in the U.S. have received at least one shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 469 points. The S&P 500 gave back 18. The NASDAQ up 73. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, let me say that coming in April 6th, I have a new book coming out. And it's a book about the greatest search in the history of science, especially physics. The search for the theory of everything. We want an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to tease apart the nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, the gravitational force, all of it in an equation that you could write down on a simple sheet of paper. Like E equals MC squared, unlike the secret of the stars. This has been the quest for 2,000 years. ever since the Greeks asked the question, what is the world made of? And we actually have a candidate for this theory, string theory, which is actually what I do for a living, but it's controversial. We've had a number of Nobel Prize laureates on this program. Steve Weinberg, Murray Gell-Mann, Frank Wilczek, and they all take different positions on this. This is the most controversial theory in the history of modern physics, splitting the physics community in half, pro and con. But find out what all the excitement is about. Find out about what new research is being done to find this fabled theory. Again, the book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. Well, today we're talking about what is life with Sir Paul Durst, winner of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. It's a great book. The subtitle is Five Great Ideas in Biology. Well, we left off. The gene is the second of these five great ideas in biology. And you had the shock of a lifetime when you got your birth certificate and it listed for your parents your grandparents. So the people who raised you were your grandparents, and you found out that your sister was actually your mother. Wasn't that a shock coming from the world? Yeah.
It was a shock, and I was 55, 56 years of age, so it was later in my life. When I looked at the birth certificate, the name of my mother was my sister. And then I looked to see the name of my father, and there was just a line, no name. And so what had happened is that my mother had got pregnant at 17. She was sent away to her aunt, 100 miles away from London, gave birth to me, and my grandmother came up, and to protect her daughter, pretended to be my mother, took me back, and my grandparents brought me up. And I was never told. And in fact, when I did find out, both my grandparents who brought me up and, unfortunately, my mother had all died. So I couldn't even talk to them about it, and nor do I have the slightest idea who my father is.
Now, today we have Ancestry.com, 23andMe.com, where you can easily find out your family tree going back hundreds of years. So what have you ever done that to try to find out who your father really is? Perhaps
yes,
his genome is also registered, yeah?
Yes, I have done that because exactly as you say. And I have discovered two people who have related DNA sequences at the level of a cousin, so not that distant. And I did try to contact them through the sites that these sequencing companies have, but they've never got back to me. So they are probably my relatives, and they probably, we share a common ancestor who will be my father, but I haven't managed to take it any further.
Okay. Well, let's go to number three on your list, which is the Darwinian theory of evolution, which we'll talk about after the break. And we'll talk about a gene called CDC2 that you pioneered. Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on 100 radio stations to ask a question or make a comment, give us a call. 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call because we're talking to Nobel laureate Paul Nurse.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Nobel laureate Paul Nurse, winner of the Nobel Prize in 2001 for Physiology or Medicine. The book is called What is Life? Five great ideas in biology. Well, let's talk about the third great idea, which is evolution, which of course was perfected and promoted by Charles Darwin. And Darwin wrote a famous tree in his notes, a tree of life, where at the trunk there was one life form that gave birth to branches with all the other life forms. If that's true, that means that even the yeast cell, the lowly yeast cell, is our cousin separated by hundreds of millions of years. And therefore the genes of yeast must have a counterpart in our genes. And I understand that you pioneered the work with a gene called CDC2. Explain to us why the gene CDC2 is important for medicine, for physiology, and for understanding Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yes, I'm delighted to tell you about that, because what my research has focused on is what controls the reproduction of cells from one to two. We've already discussed that the cell is the basic unit of life, and therefore the basis of growth and development of all life is cell reproduction. And I was interested in finding out how that is controlled, and discovered, working on the simple yeast, as you clearly have just explained, the simple yeast, I discovered a gene that controlled that reproduction. It acts really like the accelerator in a car that determines the speed at which the cell will reproduce. When it's activated, the cell begins all the processes that lead to cell reproduction and then completes that process and divides into two. So it's a master regulator of cell reproduction. Now, that's in yeast. But at the time when I discovered it, which was in the 1980s, nobody really thought that such a simple cell reproductive process as you find in yeast could also be controlled by the same gene in a more complicated cell, our own human cells. So to test that, what I did is I took a gene library of human cells, sprinkled that library onto yeast cells that were defective in this gene, which was called CDC2, and looked for yeast cells that now could grow and reproduce because they picked up a gene from the human gene library that could compensate for a defective CDC2 gene in yeast. And amazingly, that experiment worked. And this was long before we had the sequence of either yeast or humans. And when I and my colleagues recovered that gene back out of the yeast and sequenced it, and it took over a year to do it, or at least some months to do it, we discovered the human gene. And this was amazing, because what it meant was that the controls over cell reproduction have been the same for 1,500 million years, 1.5 billion years. So really, at the origins of this type of eukaryotic life form, the control over cell division was set in stone, and it's remained unchanged. So yeast cells really are our cousins. They're very distant, distant cousins over 1.5 billion years ago, but they are our cousins. And that's very important because it means every living thing we look at, and I'm looking in my office here at a plant, for example, will be controlled by the same process. So it shows that the tree of life, as Darwin drew it, is connecting all these different types of organism, and all the cells in them are controlled in the same way through the CDC2 gene. This just blew my mind, as I can, as sure you can imagine.
Now, Charles Darwin, of course, got into big trouble because back then the church said that the universe of life was designed. But in your book, you say that life does have a purpose, not the purpose necessarily that Charles Darwin came up against in the 1800s, but there is a purpose to all this. So what is that purpose coming from genetics?
Yes, and I use the word purpose in a particular way. It's not purpose as we humans normally think about. We act with purpose. What it means really is that living things behave in a coherent, connected way, and they act as if they have purpose.
Okay, Paul, like we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, What is Life? 5 Great Ideas in Biology by Nobel laureate Paul Nurse. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station, our website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on National Radio with your comment or question. Give us a call.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again with us on the line today is Sir Paul Nurse, winner of the 2001 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. The book he's written is called What is Life? 5 Great Ideas in Biology. And when we last left off, we were talking about the fact that a gene discovered that he discovered in yeast cells had a commonality with our own cells, even though that goes back billions of years into the past. So I guess when Mother Nature finds a chemical reaction that is good and suitable, Mother Nature capitalizes on it and takes variations of it. So again, that gene is called CDC2. So, Paul, hasn't that really changed our attitude that we are in some sense part of this tree of life, that the genes that we have, some of them go back billions of years?
Yes, it has. And I should say that it wasn't just my work. It was also work by Lee Hartwell, who was working in Seattle at the time, working on a different yeast. And he discovered this gene as well. It's very similar to the gene that I got. And we showed it was the same in humans and a number of other living things in between. So it really does demonstrate how highly conserved all these different organisms are in controlling their cell reproduction. It's a highly conserved process and really confirms Charles Darwin's tree of life.
And you also mentioned a purpose, not necessarily a human purpose, but there is a guiding principle behind all of this, right?
Well, there is, because, you see, I was explaining, living things behave as if they have purpose. They grow, they maintain themselves, they reproduce, they adapt themselves perfectly or as well or very well to their environment and to their lifestyles. And these are all sort of purposeful behaviors. And coming about by evolution by natural selection, which allows these different life forms to become better adapted to the environment in which they find themselves. And that is a key way in which you apparently get design, but without a designer. And it's a very simple, but very, very important and clever idea.
Now, also in your book, you mentioned life as information. Now, usually we don't think of information and life having much in common. One is based on digital zeros and ones on computer tape. But DNA, in some sense, is like computer tape. 4 nucleic acids, ATCG. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, I can. And it's very important, really, because what I said is that living things are chemical machines, but they're also informational machines, because the chemistry makes sense in terms of biology when you think about it in terms of managing information. And the archetypal example is, as you mentioned, DNA itself, because DNA is actually a digital information storage device. And it stores the information, the code script, in a form of letters, those base letters, A, G, C, T, that we've already discussed. And this is like listening to words, or it's like reading sentences, or, of course, computer bytes. But we like to think we invented all of this in recent history, but actually life invented it over 3 billion years ago. So we're just following up on what the humble bacteria-like organisms were doing 3 billion years ago, and understanding them is really best thought about in terms of information storage.
Now, to modify those genes, Mother Nature takes time, in fact, millions of years sometimes, to make a key mutation in our genes. But today we have something called CRISPR technology. We had a guest a few months ago about CRISPR technology. And in some sense, doesn't that mean that we can short-circuit this process from millions of years to just a few days?
It absolutely can. I mean, we've been able to change in this precise way in some life forms, like yeast, for actually 40 years. So it's been around for some time. But the beauty of the new CRISPR-Cas discovery, and I know many of the people involved in it, is that you can use it with great efficiency on all living things, including ourselves. So we do have the ability to precisely modify our own genes, which could be used for medical purposes, for example, and certainly could be used in all sorts of different situations, model organisms, yeast, plants, mice, for example, to investigate how life works. So it's a really important technology that is going to be very, very important in the coming years.
Now, if we make a car that's defective, we can recall it. But a life form cannot be recalled. It reproduces out of control. Look at crops, mutant crops that proliferate in the environment, in a different environment, and we can't run the videotape backwards. Are you concerned at some point that there could be harmful accidents jumping out from the laboratory, and you cannot recall a life form? How are you going to put the genie back in the bottle if it's already out? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is something we really do have to think very carefully about, particularly with human beings, because modifying genes in human beings when you don't always know what the consequences are is really, in my view, an immoral thing to do. And some genes that have very simple outcomes, the cystic fibrosis, is caused by a defect in a single gene, but many others are much more complicated. So you have to be very careful about this. Now, we can modify genes, as you've said, very simply, but also plant breeding.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but I highly recommend everybody out there to get a copy of the book, What is Life? So, Paul, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, once again, the book is called What is Life? 5 Great Ideas in Biology by Nobel laureate Paul Nurse. And once again, you can get a copy of my latest book coming out April. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is there an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God? These are the words of Albert Einstein. It's a 2,000-year quest to find the master equation which set into motion the universe, the God equation.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.